Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. Today we have a very special episode. It's catching up episode with Park Jimin. Jimin x Jamie Park. I must say that I am equally, no, I'm not equally. Mm-mm. I am more nervous and terrified of this segment.
You better be.
Than I have ever been.
You better be, Eric.
For a single episode of a podcast or radio or anything.
Hussie. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Do you guys see what's happening?
Keep talking how beautiful I am. Right now.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you. Are we done? I just wanted that.
Oh, man. Okay. Yes, we're super excited to have the mega, mega talented superstar. Like, definitely the best MC in the world.
Wow.
Slash the best singer ever.
Eric Nam.
Ever. She's the winner of K-pop Star Season 1.
Okay, you gotta stop talking about K-pop Star right now. It's been 9 years.
It's part of your history.
All right, okay.
It's part of your history. We have Miss Park Jimin, Jamie Park. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello. It's your girl, Jamie A-S-M-R.
I bet people hate that right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So, Jamie, welcome to the show. Please say hello to our listeners.
Hey.
Thank you. I'm so nervous.
Can we just do it naturally, please?
All right.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. I know you're super busy.
Mm-hmm.
You've been incredibly busy.
Right.
What have you been up to?
I've been sleeping for 8 hours and I just came back. And I got a lot of traffic. It cost me imanon, so you better pay me back right now. Yeah.
I'll pay you in pizza.
Oh, okay.
All right,
Does it have pineapples?
I mean, do you want pineapples?
Yes,
on
of course.
Okay, so we'll get you a pineapple pizza. We'll get you a Hawaiian pizza.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Let's see. Let's talk about… Do you remember the first time we met?
No. Why should I? I mean,
because it was such a momentous occasion.
We
for
met
me.
In ASC.
We did meet in ASC, but I met you first on TV as the winner of K-pop Star Season 1. And she was the winner of K-pop Star Season 1.
You were top
one.
10.
Yes.
And we didn't tons
It's not winner, though.
Oh, okay. The world only thinks of the winners. So it's good.
So it's all good.
Okay.
But yes, we met at ASC.
Yes, we did.
When was that?
It was like 2003 or 4.
2003?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Why?
You mean 2013?
Oh, 2013. Yeah.
You said we were…
2013. Yeah,
2013.
Yeah. 2003 was when I was 5, so no.
Maybe 13. It might have been 13.
13.
So our lovely producer has a wonderful fact sheet on you and your life.
Okay.
And we're just going to run through it real quick. For people who may not know you, I'm sure everybody… You're the winner of K-pop Star Season 1, so everybody knows you.
I mean, for sure that I'm not BTS, though.
Right. You're not… Yes.
They still DM me. Ah, Oppa, I love you. Girl, look at my feed. I got… You know? Let's chill.
Yes.
Thank you.
They do have the same name, but…
Yes.
You're different people.
Different people.
All right. So let's go with this. All right. Full name. Park Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another name?
Jamie.
Is that your legal name?
No.
All right, cool. Born July 5th,
1997. Mm-hmm.
So you're 22 years old.
22, yes.
In Daejeon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you know about Daejeon?
I do.
What do you know about
it's
Daejeon?
Far.
Oh, okay.
That's like pretty much… Isn't sure. that… That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You got it right.
You lived in Thailand for 7 years.
Eight.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 8 years, guys. So you speak some amazing Thai.
Sawadee-ka, wanita fan Thai look so dima ka.
What did you just say?
I love my fans. I think.
So that's, did you just memorize that?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all you know?
All I know.
Did Bam Bam teach that to you or just?
I know one thing. What? It's like a pickup line in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
It's like, Hen dong nam mai. It's like, what do you see like over there, like far away? What is that?
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, Hen? It means like, what?
Hen?
Nang ku anakot kong lao. It means our future over there together. It's like something you gotta do in pickup line. Yeah.
So you picked up a lot of people in Thailand, I guess. Just
yeah.
Use it all the time.
Can we move on?
All right. So, you were the season one winner of K-Pop Star in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So, you won a car. You got a car.
I got a car.
And you couldn't even drive. What'd you do with that car?
I just looked at it and gave it to my parents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was like, wow, it's a car.
Nice. You got a car. You got some cash. And then you debuted in 2012 under JYP.
Yeah.
Correct. What made you choose JYP at that time?
I really liked 2PM and Wonder Girls, to be honest. And, like, they were my role models in a kind of way. But I can't dance, you know what I mean? So, I was like, and then, well, I was just really into JYP singers.
Oh, okay.
So, I was like, my first goal was just to see him.
Oh, to meet JYP. Yeah,
just to meet JYP in person. And then it just went on. And then I was in JYP.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What did you have like a favorite member of 2PM and Wonder
Woo Young, Oppa was my favorite. Like he was my bias. But then like the first day I went to JYP, I saw him and he was like wearing no makeup and he was fully like in a trainee, like sporty vibe look. So I was like and then we got closer. So it's really hard for me to say like I liked him as a fan right now because it's kind of
It's a little like it's like family.
Yeah, but he was my bias.
Okay. All right. Did you have a bias in Wonder Girls?
Yeun 언니. Yeah.
Do you still stay in touch with her?
Yeah, of course. I love her song. She came out with a new album and she did. It was like lit.
We talked about it on the show. It was really lit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So and then you became a co-host of this amazing program. It's like
don't say it's AC. just kidding.
Change the world.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Arirang TV's After School Club.
Yeah.
Wait, something caught in your throat?
No.
You good?
Which I'm still currently emceeing and hosting as an MC, right?
It's been, what, 5 years?
5 years. Gotta stop. Every time I say this, PD님 cries. So
really?
Like,
do you just say it to her? You're just like, I need to leave.
So when are you gonna change the new MC for a girl? Because...
Well, you know what? I told you, you're the best one in the world. Like, they can't replace you.
Mm-hmm.
You should just get raises constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a tattoo of ASC anywhere?
Yeah.
Where?
I got, like, behind, like in the middle of my chest. It says ASC forever.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're so committed and dedicated to that show.
Mm-hmm. Like you.
I mean, I got out, so.
I mean, like, why did you get out? It's just like... There's no bro history.
I need to graduate.
Mm.
I needed to graduate, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be in school anymore.
Oh.
And so I moved on.
So you just left. Like, you because you just didn't want to stay there.
You know what? I did it for like 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I had enough.
Well, for me, it's 5 years, so.
I know. You're a sunbaenim now.
Oh, you're just going to move on like that?
Yeah, you're the sunbae. Like, my thing was, like, you know, I wanted to let you shine. And so I left for you.
You didn't have to leave to make me shine.
I left for you.
You have to stand right next to me so I can shine. So,
you know, I really wanted you and Kevin to really just take the limelight and make
Well, Kevin left also, so.
All right. And then.
Why is your voice cracking?
Hey, guys. I recorded 2 songs today.
Oh, nice.
I've recorded 6 this week in 5 days. For my album.
Very happy.
So that's why my throat is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You are very involved with, you know, your friends. You guys are in the Mola.
Mola.
The group.
Yes.
Tell us about Mola.
So Mola is a group. Well, actually, we don't really call it a group or a crew.
Because,
like, we're independently, like, in another entertainment. But we're just friends. And then we just started to make music. And then we're just like, hey, let's make a crew. You know, it's like something cool.
Like,
we're
just young. Like that. Yeah.
And we had no words to go for the group name, you know, like, because crew has cool names. And then we're thinking of, like, we're the one, like, something like that.
What was the worst name that was there?
Like, so we picked up our names, like, capital names. So for me, it's, like, J.
Uh-huh.
Sinyan's for S.
Uh-huh.
Like, JSN. Justin.
Justin.
Yeah, something like that.
Nice.
And I was like, you gotta stop. And then 몰라 in Korean means, like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, 몰라.
Right.
So it's like, 뭐 할지 몰라. Uh-huh. It's like, we don't know what to do. And then 몰라 sounded cool. So we changed that to M-O-L-A. And then we made a stupid, like, line.
Meanings for that.
Okay. Make our lives awesome.
Oh, so have you made your lives awesome? Oh,
it's pretty awesome.
She said the whoa.
Yeah.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Whoa.
If you guys aren't watching this on YouTube, then you're missing out on Jamie's amazing hand gestures.
Yes.
They're quite...
Oh, so they're hearing me.
Yeah.
Right now?
No, this is not live.
Oh, the fuck? Okay.
So it's the three of you in that group?
No. We have 17 Vernon.
Vernon.
Pentagon Kino.
Okay.
X1 Sinyan.
Oh, now he's X1.
He's an X1 now. And then there's a producer, Nathan.
Uh-huh.
And we have a ho-ho. Not a ho, but like ho-ho. Like Santa Claus, ho-ho-ho. Yeah, and he's a guitarist. Like, he's like the best guitarist ever you can find in the world. So,
Okay.
Yeah. That's how lit he is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes, and you guys work on your music together. You guys, your project. They were in your video together with you.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. So, do you give Sinyan a lot of crap for being an X1 now? Or how... Have you talked to him recently?
Since he, like, you know, got, like, the call for to be the X1.
Uh-huh.
We were all watching in our studio.
Uh-huh.
And we weren't, like... We didn't know how to feel.
Why?
We were just like, do we have to be happy or not? Because... He's not the type to be an idol, but I'm happy for him because, like, his first goal was to be an idol. So it's, like, his, you know, dream, which he is happy right now. So.
Well, I mean, Jamie, you're an idol, too. So, like, how do you feel about that?
I'm not an idol.
What do you consider yourself?
I'm Jamie.
Damn!
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Fair enough. Okay.
So are there any questions that you want to ask me that's really actually fun enough to answer?
Nothing to ask you.
Right, okay.
But pretty much what we're going to do, we're going through the basics. Because some people don't know you. I mean, actually, everybody knows you.
Okay.
You're like our Korean Beyonce. So, you know, everybody knows you. But just in case, we got to give them the basics.
Okay.
Right?
Cool.
So your latest song is Stay Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that was your last song under JYP.
Yes.
Tell us about the song. Why did you write it? How did you write it? And why?
Okay, so the English version, which is Jamie version, is totally different from what I wrote in for a Korean.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this song is dedicated to someone that I really loved. And this person was like in very low esteem. And I wanted to tell this person that you don't have to change yourself because you're beautiful. Uh-huh. So, like yourself, so you just stay beautiful for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the first motivation that came up to my mind to make the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to make it not just for the person that I was thinking of. I just wanted to make everyone feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, bitch, stay beautiful.
Yeah, everybody, stay beautiful. Y'all are beautiful. I told you multiple times I love the song.
Really?
She's like acting like I have not told her multiple
times. But yeah, he texted me.
And I was like, listen, Ariana Grande.
Oh, okay.
Are you good at impressions?
No.
Not at all?
Nah.
You can't do like Ariana Grande like impression?
Nah.
I feel like you could.
It's
pretty good.
Thank you.
So, so I heard that you... Holy, I did not know this. You're trained in Thai boxing and Taekwondo?
Well, Taekwondo was for a week. Thai boxing. Thai boxing was like while I was in school. Because I liked active stuff. I liked athlete stuff like swimming, cricket, baseball, basketball, soccer, chess, hitting G-Man, hitting G-Man's face, something like that.
What?
So I liked something that I would do with my actions, not just sit down and look at like, you know, I was really active.
Always out doing something.
So Thai Muay Thai, we call Muay Thai. I don't know if it's in Thailand. But anyways, Muay Thai, tried it. And it was fun, yeah.
So you just beat the crap out of people.
Yeah.
Dope. And
Without feelings.
Without feelings. I mean, it's all good. Just stay beautiful.
Yeah.
You wanted to be a swimmer or a comedian growing up.
Yes.
Really?
Swimmer was my first goal.
Okay.
Because I loved swimming. And when I was young, I thought that I was an aerial.
You thought you were a mermaid?
Yeah, I was a mermaid. So I was like singing inside the pool, but drinking at the same time. So I was like, why am I getting full? Because I didn't know that it's like.
Do you know what? I had the same thing though. Not like I didn't want to be like a mermaid or a merman, but I used to want to have like superpowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would go outside and I would just stare at things and I'd be like, it's going to move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to, if I want it bad enough, it's going to move.
I know.
And I would just spend like minutes, like 10 minutes just like staring at a can.
Well, that's scary. I mean, I don't do that. I look at the swimming pool and be like, okay, today I'm going to walk. And then,
today you're going to walk on water or something?
Yeah. And then I drown down. I'm like, well, maybe not today, but maybe I can find my real superpower.
Is there anything as like you think about it now and as a kid, you're like, God, I was so stupid. Like, why?
I'm still stupid, so I don't really care.
You're not stupid.
No.
What is like one of your most embarrassing things like as a kid?
Okay, so one day I was like, I was watching all these superhero and Fantastic Four was one of it.
All right.
And there was this character that can stretch
their
bodies like very like.
It's like Elastigirl.
Elastigirl.
In Incredible.
I know.
Stuff. Yeah.
So I was like trying to stretch myself. And then so I was laying down my bed. I was like stretching out like. And then I was like, oh. I kind of felt like something stretched, you know, like something, something on my body
just popped.
Just so I was like, hey, maybe I can do this. So, you know, there was this part when you can put your fingers on the door and then like you go up and like and then open. Right.
Yeah.
So I tried it.
Did you get stuck?
Yeah, I got stuck. So that was like the last and the first day of my life stretching my.
How did you get out of it?
My mom was like, what the fuck are you doing, girl? Like, what you doing downstairs? What are you doing? I'm like,
gosh.
I'm trying to open the door by, like, passing my hand and going up.
We all have those things. We all have those moments where we're just really stupid as kids. It's just life.
It's life. Stay beautiful.
Stay beautiful, you guys. So you also recently did a poll on Twitter and looks like you're going to shave your head.
No, I was just doing that for fun. But...
Well, we have a pair of clippers here for you
to
shave your head. Can you grab the scissors real quick?
Oh, nice.
So you're not going to shave your head?
No.
So you just hate democracy?
I mean, like, who pressed that? It's, like, stupid.
I mean, well, you put it on there.
I mean, they're stupid to press it.
Oh, well, maybe you're stupid to put it on there.
I'm not stupid. You pressed it. You guys are stupid.
Oh, my
god. Did you press on the bald? You stupid.
I mean, who didn't press on the bald?
Someone that's not stupid.
Okay, right, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, one day I'll do it.
All right. What's the difference between Jimin and Jamie? Is there a difference?
The name.
That's it?
Yeah.
They're the same person.
No, it's just like
you say there's a Jamie version, but like it's the same person. Then.
So Jimin is, I want to call it when I was in a teenage.
Okay.
You know, like a very calm, like, 안녕하세요, 박지민입니다.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, I need some water.
Yeah, and Jamie is like, what's up? This Jamie. So Jamie is the thing that I really want to bring up to you guys right now because I've been hiding that moment.
Okay, so tell us about this. Like, I feel like we talked about it briefly, personally.
Mm.
And there are glimpses of Jamie in your career.
Yeah.
But I feel like with your music for the most part and because you were younger and you were under a label and all this kind of stuff, you were probably asked to behave or portray yourself
right.
a certain way.
Right.
And now you're saying that's not exactly who you were.
Mm-mm.
Was that frustrating? Was that crazy? Like, how
I mean,
that?
It was kind of frustrating because there's times that I want to say something.
Like
but
what?
I,
give me an example.
Okay, so they give me a song and they'd be like, oh, can you tell us about this song? But it's actually about my real life and my real love. But they don't want me to like specifically talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, it's a song about love and like very not deeply into my music. I couldn't show it all. And I'm kind of a person that who's like really straightforward of my feelings and how I think.
Right.
But it just needs for it to be in JYP, I just needed like a little more time to think of what I say because my words can actually like get affect JYP.
Yeah, I mean, you've been in the spotlight since you were how old? 15? 13? 14?
13 in American age.
Holy
crap.
Shit.
Okay. Crap is the same thing, but
Was that like, what was that process like? First of all, how did you get on that show?
Okay, can you say the word that you were gonna say?
How the f did you get on that show?
Hold on. My mom recorded me. She told me that she was gonna send the record version to my grandma, but then she just applied it for the K-pop star. And it was like the first round. And then she's like, hey, we're going to Seoul. And I'm like, yay, are we eating something? And she's like, no, we're gonna sing. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I went to the booth and like that was my second, and then I got in.
What did you feel like? Did you like it?
Yeah.
You wanted to be a singer.
I mean, I like to do things.
Right. Well, I mean, clearly, but like, it's different to be like, I'm going to be on a TV show.
I didn't even think of that. As a 13-year-old
kid and win the shit.
Oh, okay.
You know? And like, oh, I just want to go eat something in Seoul. Like, that's completely different.
I know.
So for you, like, you go through the auditions, you make it round after round after round. Was that crazy for you as a kid? Or were you just like, whatever, like, this is kind of cool?
The second one.
Okay.
Whatever, this is kind of cool.
Anything hard or difficult for you about it?
Well, because I was the youngest contestant, so there's a lot of gap in between.
Is Hai older than you?
Hai-eunni is like 1 year older than me. So we're besties because we were like, oh, we're in the same lane. But like the other 언니 오빠, like they're kind of like 5 to 6 year old apart from us. So I couldn't like be all like true about my feelings because if I'm the youngest one and I kind of had the feeling that I couldn't show that I'm like having a hard time because they're all stressed out because they know more things like how to do it. But for me, I was just playing all around eating Burger King and be like, can I have another burger, please? And like, and I was like, see ya. And then so.
All right. So you went on that in 13, 15, you signed a JYP. Do you ever wish, do you have any regrets or do you ever wish like,
no.
You had more of like a normal childhood.
No, never. No. I think I'm not going to be normal even though I have a normal job. So eventually I'm going to be someone who's crazy in the job that I'm doing, even though it's not singing. So I think if I didn't like go to JYP, I think I'm going to do a YouTube and then like, yeah, scare the fuck out of people. And but apparently I chose JYP and I have no regrets about it. I learned a lot. During the 7 years with JYP, and I don't regret anything. Even though I go back, I would still choose JYP.
Right. I mean, now that, you know, because you bring it up, your contract's been up for a little bit. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel about it? And a lot of people were asking, you know, why did you not resign? Or what, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, for me to be totally honest with you, I've been thinking of not resigning for like 2 years ago, about 2 years ago. And I was talking about it with my company, like what music I should do, I want to do. And like for that to be happening, I think I should like move on to another place to find out new things for new futures for my life.
Right.
And so it was not in like a bad or like a sudden decision. Right. We're just like, hey, so like, how you doing? Like, did you find any company? I'm like, yeah, I'm still looking forward to my future. And they keep like supporting me on what I do. And for me too, I support them for knowing my decisions. So it was not that like all of a sudden, but the fans were kind of like sad.
Right.
And, but then in the same time, they were kind of happy for me. They're like, bitch, you got a JYP. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yay. So I was like, yeah.
No, I mean, that's, I think that's great. I mean, I feel like as a friend, you, and even me personally, like, that's always a discussion that happens between labels and artists.
It's,
is the direction right? Does the music make sense? Am I happy? Are you happy? And that kind of thing. So for you guys to come to a amicable, clean, nice ending is great.
I know.
Because a lot of companies, the endings aren't that clean.
It isn't. They're not clean. It's really disturbingly bad.
Yeah.
And really one bad. Had to sue another or just like to end the contract. Right. But I think JYP is the cleanest entertainment in Korea right. to like end it really in good condition. And right. before like my contract ended like a week ago, JYP asked me for a dinner and mm-hmm. we had dinners and talking oh, about nice. Our futures. And yeah. he asked me, if you need any help, just call me right away. Uh-huh. And he's still looking for me.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
I mean, talking about, you know, music and the new direction that you want to take, what do you want to do? What's the future look like for you in terms of your artistry?
I think it's going to be more opened about what I talk now, because uh-huh. I don't have anyone that looks up to me and be like, you can't say this kind of thing. So I'm going to be more natural and more specifically true of what I talk in my music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to do a lot of things that I didn't do or I couldn't do while I was mm-hmm. in a big company. So
what's like the first thing you want to do?
I want to do a lot of collaborations with okay. like rappers yeah. or anyone that has good music.
Give me your two dream collabs, Korean and non-Korean.
My first dream collab inside Korea would be, don't give me that face that I have to tell your name, but Eric Nam.
She's such a liar.
No. I want to do it with, I don't know, there's a lot of people. JQI.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a Korean rapper.
Yeah.
And she's one of the most powerful rapper mm-hmm. in the scene. And I think we could do a lot of
things. I feel
like
you guys definitely could.
Yeah.
You guys know each other?
Yes. Like, there's mutual friends. Uh-huh. So we were trying to do it, but it didn't go well. So, because I'm out, I'm going to hit up on her okay. again.
Cool. Yeah. Dope. And then internationally.
Bazzi. I don't know how to call his name.
Oh, Bazzi.
Bazzi.
Bazzi. Why?
Why? I mean, did you listen to his music?
No, I'm asking you why. Of all the artists in the world, you pick Bazzi. But why? You had a reason for Jackie.
Bazzi, because he is Bazzi.
All right, so we asked your fans for some questions.
They better be giving me good questions.
I mean, these are your fans. So
okay.
we'll see what these look like. Mm. First of all.
They roast me every time, so...
What's like the craziest thing you've seen from a fan? I feel like you have some savage fans.
My fans. One of the fan that I currently like look at her Twitters too. Like we're like friends, like Twitter friends. Uh-huh. She tattooed a face of me. Like an anime version on her body. And my name, like Jim on her neck. Yeah.
So are you gonna do hers? So yes,
can you do it?
I'll do it for you.
Can you do a tattoo of my face? Then I'll do hers.
Yeah, I'll do it.
On your forehead.
You want me to do a tattoo of you?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with her. It's you and her, not you, me, and her.
I want you to be inside the circle.
I don't even know this girl. I don't need to be a part of that
Follow
circle.
Her. That was crazy. Yeah.
Let me know.
But she did tattoo me and I was like, wow.
Okay.
I never thought someone could actually tattoo me. You know?
Do you know what happened? When I was in LA...
No, I don't want to know.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I'll give you a chance.
Okay. When I was in New York, actually. So I was there for work and then Kevin happened to be there.
Yeah.
This girl. She's trying to doze off. No. So Kevin had a fan meeting or fan signing. Mm-hmm. And I guess he signed somebody's arm. And she went and got it tattooed immediately on her arm.
Wow.
Would you ever?
No.
I could never.
I can never. Never.
Never. Wait. Never. But you have tattoos.
Yes, I do.
You have a lot.
I do.
How many do you have?
Like about 11 right now.
And do they all like have special meanings?
No, they don't have any meanings. Really? Only this one.
Wait, what
only
what's
this
that?
One in my...
What is that?
It's a heart and it says JXJ, Jimin X Jamie.
Oh. Are your parents cool with you having tats?
No, they're not cool. They're like, can you stop right now? Please. I'm like, do you want to get one with me? Why are you asking the meaning for this?
The meaning for... I did. You said it's JXJ.
No, but that's not the meaning. It's
okay,
what
what's
I got.
The meaning?
Okay, the meaning is...
You could just tell me the meaning.
All right. So, I was thinking of, like, when I get married. Uh-huh. So my husband's going to be really, like, you know, shy and emotionally, like, touched and upbeat and, like, to marry me, right? So he's going to forget where the ring's supposed to be. So I'm like, this is the sign where you put the damn ring. So it's like.
Oh.
Here. Yeah, that's the meaning.
You've really thought ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You've thought a lot ahead.
It's my future. I need to decide.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at like a year, 6 months? Like, what do you
maybe
think?
6 months.
6 months.
But first, where's I need wedding? To get a boyfriend.
Okay. Do you have the wedding like place?
This is the wedding ring.
Okay. Where's the wedding going to be at? Is it Korea? Is it international?
No, it's not going to be in Korea. It's going to be my house, but I'm going to broadcast in YouTube so everyone can watch it.
This girl is just trying to make monies.
Yes.
From all the YouTubes.
Yes.
Oh,
bring
man.
Me your credit card.
That was a question that a lot of people had. When are you starting YouTube?
Oh, so that's the problem. I got all my cameras, my pictures, my, you know, everything settled down. Sorry for hitting the mic. Anyways, I got all that down. But one thing that stops me is I cannot find an English Korean speaker that can edit my videos. So if you have anyone, just please call me. I'll give Ping Man on.
Oh, Zhang, she's going to pay you money.
In an ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you guys
I just need a video editor. That's the only thing I need. I was like looking for some computer and edit things. So if I can do it for myself. But I suck.
It takes a lot of time.
At clicking. I can't even find my email address.
Uh-huh.
So... Honey, right. It's going
to
take a
while. Well, if you
time.
Guys want to help Jamie, please. Reach out to her on Twitter. She needs somebody.
DM
her.
DM me.
DM
Stop
her.
DMing your body, okay? DM
Wait,
something.
What? What are you getting in your DMs?
Everyone send their nudes to me. I'm like, you better stop. Like,
are you serious?
I know.
Like, Wait, for okay, real?
Okay, there's this guy from...
Oh my God.
I don't know. I cannot say the country. But uh-huh. There was this person.
Uh-huh.
He was all covered up in latex.
Oh my God.
And then he was like, what do you think about me? I'm like, fucking look like a condom. I hate it. I hate when... This is all I gotta say. I can't go nice to you if you send something that's really... mistreating my eyes that I just want to pop out right
that's
now.
That's like horrible.
And he's sending me all like in this like 2 months straight. He was like, hey, I know you're seeing this. Just accept it. I'm like, can I sue you for real?
I mean, you probably could.
But like, he's totally in another place, like whole around the world, just half around the world.
Block him. Wait.
I blocked him.
Okay.
I blocked him. But then he keeps sending him with another like account that is... You know,
do you read all your DMs?
No, I don't really go all through, uh-huh. But I just look at some DMs when
you get bored.
Yeah, I get bored, or if I want to read my fans.
So you get nudes. What else do you get?
I get proposes, but that's cute. You know, like, yeah. I want to marry him. Like, no,
cute. No,
no.
Okay. Okay, this is a question from Dengsu. 오늘의 TMI 알려주세요. Give us today's TMI. 오늘 TMI 있어요?
I picked my nose just right now.
She did. She just flicked a big-ass booger on our wall. That was huge.
Can I go? I mean, I don't know why they ask for TMIs. That's really cute, you know? They want to know all the things what you did.
They do. They do. Question. This is from Lamara Park. How to be savage?
If you meet someone like Eric, you just constantly just want to be savage. Because... The way he talks, the way he looks at you, the way he breathes, the way his hair is curled, it makes you savage.
Wow, you're just very nice. Who do you like co-hosting with better? Eric and Kevin and Jay, Heejun and Woosung.
Kevin and Jay.
All right. So tell me about Heejun and Woosung.
First, Woosung sucks at MCing. No, like just he's really new. He can't talk.
Wait, is he gonna cry if he sees this?
No, I always tell him that you suck at MC.
Really?
Yeah, but he always does this nice things, and uh-huh. I don't like really being nice because it's not fun. So he's so nice that it's just making me like sad.
Uh huh.
So if he could just do a little more what he does it in the room, like, before we go to the show, then it's gonna be like 100% more funnier. But like when the camera, like when he's
does he kind of freeze up?
Yeah, he freezes up. He's like getting like frozen, like
Elsa.
Elsa, yeah.
All right.
I'm like, bro, wake up!
Damn, Woozong.
Woozong.
Get it together.
And Heejun, he's just too old.
Whoa!
He just needs sleep.
You know he's younger than me.
Oh.
We need to stop doing this show.
Oh no. You're old, Eric. But no, but like Heejun's like I'm not like just giving him all the stress for his ages, but he just sleeps. He constantly sleeps during the show. He's like, okay, so please say hello to the ACers. And I feel so bad. It's like, I need to take care of this brother. I need to take care of these two babies around me.
Look, I mean, you should. You know, they need you. You should be a good mom. You're the sunbae. That's what you got to do, right? She's trying to quit. She's trying to get out of there. That's what she's trying to do. This question is for Ace of Jamie. Rapping queen, show us your freestyle rapping skills by rapping about avocados. 3, 2, 1, go.
I don't eat avocado. Still got nothing to say. Bye, bitch.
That was horrible.
Okay,
that was
awful. Do a song about avocado. A rap. One, two, three.
Wait, I never said I was good at this.
Shut up, I was good.
I got myself an avocado. Thank you. I mean, it was better than yours. Better than yours, Jamie. Better than yours. All right, what is...
what? Stop laughing.
All right, this is from Jamie Sunny. If you're a sinking boat with Jay, Eric, and Kevin, there's a shark coming, and it happens that the shark knows how to communicate and asks you to save your life, you must sacrifice one person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I already know the answer to this. Who's the person going to be?
Jay.
Wait, it's not me?
No.
I thought it would be me. Why Jay?
Because he's the easy one to get.
Why do you feel that way?
I mean, like, three of them are all skinny. Let's get the more skinnier one.
The skinniest one?
The skinniest one.
It's going to be Jay?
It's going to be Jay. I just can lift him up with my... like, one of my...
With just a hand.
Just a hand. And then he's going to be like, oh. And then, like, throwing these, oh. And the shark's going to be like, thank you. Oh, there's no meat.
Just bones.
Just bones.
Question from Joelle. What is the most disturbing thing you've ever seen?
It's disturbing so much.
The most disturbing thing you've ever seen.
It's what you're seeing right now.
Are you looking at me right now?
Yeah.
God. This girl's just... She's just mean.
Okay, the disturbing thing is the latex that I talked about.
I want to be like, you should share that, but that would just be horrible. Like, that would be the worst thing.
It's worst.
It would be horrible.
Like, please, I'm not joking. Stop sending nudes.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's sexual harassment.
So if there's one more after this show, I'm really going to sue you guys.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
This person said this literally 30 times. What is your favorite hair color?
I don't know. What do you think? Like, short, long, what hair color does it fit me?
I actually like this blue on you.
I'm going to change it tomorrow.
All right. I hate the blue on you. Wait, that's what you told me last time I saw. You're like, I'm going to change it.
Yeah, I'm going to change it. Like, everyone's asking me if it's green, but it's blue, so.
But it looks cool.
Thank you.
But you did red for a while.
Yeah.
Why did you go red?
Because I wanted to.
Okay. Have you done pink?
No.
Nicki Minaj?
Nope.
Do it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, cool. Cardi.
Cardi! Press. Cardi, no, press.
You should collab with Cardi.
I want to.
Cardi or Bazzi?
Cardi.
What the hell? Did you just spew lies?
No, I love them both. How can I choose?
You can't. You chose earlier. You said Bazzi real
quick. Okay, fine. I'll do Cardi and Bazzi together in one song. That's going to be lit.
She's so selfish. This girl is
what
so selfish.
What do you want from me, Eric?
I just want the truth. That's all I want.
That's all the truth. I've been talking the truth since day one I came here sitting down my ass in the couch.
Okay.
No. No.
If you're forced to listen to only one song played on 10 bagpipes at the same time.
10 bagpipes.
for the rest of your life, what song would it be?
Stay Beautiful.
Can you sing a
stay
little bit?
Stay beautiful. Stay beautiful. Won't you stay? 주면 stay beautiful now. I'm ready to eat pizza.
Okay.
Baby, don't you ever change your dream. It's gonna be full blown. Pizza, pizza.
What is the most embarrassing high school story?
High school story.
Yeah,
okay, so there was this guy I've been dating. And he was like a model. So he was like a ready-to-be model, like a junior model.
Right.
And I'm very short. I'm a 158 centimeter.
Centimeters.
Like, and he was nearly 190.
Oh, wow.
So every time I talked to him, I needed to look like this and be like, hey. Hey, how you doing? Okay, so there was so much talking going on. So I was talking to him and I choked myself.
What?
And I was like, I was like, I love you. And that was like the most embarrassing thing that I did.
Was he like, okay, we're breaking up immediately?
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Like if I was in the guy's position, I'd be like, girl, you can free your life and go to another guy. Cause I kind of sounded like a piranha,
yeah,
trying to eat a banana.
What?
Like, so that's embarrassing.
Okay,
you think I'm kind of like drunk?
Are you drunk
by this mood?
I mean, good. I mean, cool. You don't.
Is my answers
really
good?
Yeah, they're great.
Is it fun?
They're interesting.
I mean, it could not be better than. Worse than Jay's, so. is it okay?
Who is your best friend? Is it Jay?
My best friend?
Yeah, definitely Jay.
No. He's not even close to my best friend. He's my best people around me. So these days, I'll call my best friend, Oh My Girl. There's a girl group called Oh My Girl. And Seunghee, she's my best pal right now. She kind of lives with me right now.
Oh, word?
Yeah, word.
How's she doing?
She's good.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
All right. Anyways, that's like all we have to talk about today.
Okay.
All right. So this is going to be the teaser to Jamie's show.
No.
Do you like... If you guys want to hear more about this, tune into Jamie's show. We should come up with a great title for your show.
Thank you.
We're going to come up... We should come up with great cover art.
Yes.
We got to find you somebody to edit your stuff in English and Korean.
Can you please... Like, again, my YouTube editor, please...
Out there in the world.
Out there in the world in Korea, it would be better because
right.
we need to talk and
right.
like, meet up. I want to meet up and be friends.
Right.
So please, 한국 사람 중에 영어 가능하고 한국 가능한 편집자분 계시면 제발 DM 보내주세요. 사랑해요.
You ready for this?
Yes.
All right. So it's going to be a play off What Would Jesus Do? But it's going to be What Would Jamie Do? WWJD. Do you love me? Give me high five.
Yeah, that was like, oh.
And it's going to be.
It was good.
People just send you messages and do whatever you want. And then you just.
Answer
it. And
like,
you just
what
say whatever
I
you
do?
Want. Yeah. What would Jamie do? And you just give him advice.
Oh, nice.
And if you guys don't know, there was a bracelet when I was growing up. And it said WWJD.
What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus
Make
do?
Make you think again before what you do.
Right. And right. you know they, you gave him, you got him at church. You bought him like a dollar.
Make mine.
I'll make yours.
What would Jamie do?
What would Jamie do?
Nice.
Is this gonna happen?
I think it's gonna happen.
This is gonna happen.
It has to happen.
Now it's gonna happen.
Right now?
Not right now.
Okay, so
we
Eric.
Gotta get it ready.
Right.
All right.
You.
Cool. Well, thank you for. I can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining us on today's episode.
Thank you.
Of catching up.
I hope my questions and answers were okay. To actually go on podcast because I did a lot of swearing because I'm officially out and I'm feeling like really high. No.
Like excited.
Excited.
Right.
So I really wanted to like throw out what I usually speak around my friends.
Right. So this is like the real Jimin.
This is where the real
Jimin. Real Jimin.
I don't swear that much, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Y'all got the real Jamie. Now you guys get the real. I'm excited for the real Jamie.
Good.
Honestly. Because I feel like I've known you for a long time now, and I've always wanted to see you hit your full potential and for you to just
But you just cut me off for like recently for like at least 3 years after you like stopped.
내가 AFC. 너를 안 보고 있는 것 같아. 나 다 지켜보고 있지.
Thanks, you're Jesus.
I am Jesus. Yeah. I've always been watching you trolling people on the internet.
Oh, nice.
You know, doing your covers and your musical show where you're singing, what was that movie?
Rewrite
the Greatest
the
Showman. And
thank you.
I saw all
thank
that.
Thank you, Eric.
Don't
thank
worry.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, pizza, please.
If you guys haven't seen it, you guys should go on YouTube and check out all of her amazing content. It's amazing. Because she is
okay, thank you,
amazing.
Eric, so much.
So thank you so much to Jamie for joining us. Give us our listeners and... Are you, they're like kicking me off my own show. Give the listeners and your fans like
thank
a message.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Looking for a new podcast to listen to? Here's what we love, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
This is Lauren.
And this is Alicia
from Deviant Women, the podcast that's unafraid to get down and dirty with the good, the bad, and everything in between.
Join us as we unpick the blurry zigzag of history and myth and the downright messy and misunderstood stories of femininity that we've been telling ourselves for centuries.
From hags to enchantresses,
gender-queering lady lovers,
to gin-swirling decadent bohemians,
and brilliant muses and killer queens.
So join us on
Deviant Women. The podcast.
Acast
recommends.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.